Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. The 19th Annual Native American Music Awards, also known as the NAMMIES, was held earlier this year at the Seneca Niagara Casino and Resort in Niagara Falls, New York. According to the NAMMIES website, both new and established artists shared the list of nominations throughout a diverse array of 33 varied music categories. Several new artists dominated the nominations list, particularly from the Navajo Nation and Lakota Country. Hosts for this year's annual event were Oscar award-winning actor Wes Studi and pro wrestler Mickey James. Both Studi and James are also musicians, with James singing country music and Studi performing the blues. One of the new awards was named the Rising Star Award, and that went to the youngest ever nominated group. Hailing from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin, the Niji Singers and Ogichida Singers were recognized for their work, Here Are Songs. Deborah Eyal, a member of the Cowlitz Tribe of Washington State, was recognized as the Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Eyal is best known as the lead singer and lyricist of Romeo Void, a San Francisco band that performed new wave music. The best pop recording went to the compilation of several artists titled Women at War, Warrior Songs. The best powwow drum recording song went to Young Spirit for Red Dress Special, a tribute to the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And the Artist of the Year award went to Shelley Morningstar for her work Simple Truth. The National Association of Native American Music was established in 1998 to celebrate the rich music heritage of the nation's first people, as well as to educate the public. The organization is committed to preserving the past and promoting the future of Native music culture. For an entire list of this year's winners, visit the official page at NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.